Congress is debating the funding levels for things that have huge effects on Alaska. The Environmental Protection Agency, land and water conservation funds, firefighting resources, and others. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the House is prepared to move a bill that makes dramatic cuts.
While July may be hot in Washington, D.C., it gets even hotter inside the Appropriations Committee rooms. July is historically Appropriations Month, the actual governing that Congress needs to do, debating how much to spend on every government agency. The House Appropriations Committee is finishing up its interior bill that would cut spending by $5.5 billion from the current fiscal year. Idaho Republican Mike Simpson chairs the Interior Subcommittee.
I don't like the fact that we've eliminated funding in this bill for the Woodrow Wilson Center. I don't like the fact that state and tribal wildlife grants are eliminated in this bill. I don't like the fact that the LWCF, Land and Water Conservation Fund, doesn't have funding in this bill.
Simpson is seen as a moderate by some in Congress, willing to cut deals. He's amenable and friendly, and he relishes a bit of showmanship. Even though he doesn't like those cuts, he says something larger gets under his skin, the $17 trillion deficit. He took out a stack of dollar bills, telling the committee to imagine they were hundreds instead of ones.
If you stack them on top of one another to get to $17 trillion, it would be a stack 10,500 miles high.
The House version of the bill cuts funding for the EPA by 34%. Appropriations Committee Chairman Hal Rogers is an old-school politician. The cigar-smoking Kentuckian says his committee, tasked with paying for the EPA, needs to rein in the agency, even though that's reserved for a separate committee.
These cuts will right-size this overzealous agency. Unfortunately, in recent years, enabled by excessive stimulus funding, the EPA has done more harm than good.
Democrats contend the cuts will harm the nation's water and air, a threat to future generations. The Interior Appropriations Bill actually increases funding for emergency wildfire fighting. The government is down to just 7 planes to fight fires scattered throughout Alaska and the rest of the country. Committee members say they hope to modernize the radar systems in the fleet. Over in the Senate, the Interior Appropriations Committee has yet to release its bill.
We're running out of daylight between now and the end of this fiscal year.
Senator Lisa Murkowski is the top Republican on the committee. Congress will return in September for just 9 legislative days before the end of the fiscal year. There is no hearing scheduled on the Senate version. Murkowski says she has not looked at the House plan in detail, but calls the House cuts tough.
I know that they're pretty dramatic, and they're probably not going to survive over here.
With so much distance between the two plans and so little time to do anything, what happens? Democrat Sam Farr, a liberal House member from California, calls the entire exercise a waste of time. He says Congress won't pass the appropriations bills and will resort to a continuing resolution to keep the government operating.
So if we want to have this race to the bottom, all we're going to guarantee is that we end up with a CR. And that's no way to govern. That means all the hard work that our committees do, and they all do in going over these budgets and marking up, is just thrown out the window year after year. I'm sick of it.
But to Farr, that's not half bad, because it means the cuts don't happen, because the continuing resolution will keep the government open at current levels. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.